in your dreams, there's dreams that stay with you. There's dreams that you don't remember. There's all these different types of dreams. But when you're in that place, each one of these dreams has a doorway. That if you can walk through that doorway, then it's almost like you're granted permission to hold on to that dream, to take it with you. You know, so it's giving you permission. But see, I grew up with that. I grew up with talking about dreams at breakfast table. So then, when you're consciously aware that you're dreaming, you can almost navigate it. You can almost navigate your dream. You can say, okay, this is turning into a nightmare, and I don't want a nightmare. So you can move away from that. You can go through this doorway that open up another dream to head off that nightmare. I was dreaming of this huge, it was like a dark, furry object chasing me. And I didn't know what it was. It was huge. I was out on the prairie and I was running. And it was chasing us, coming closer and closer. And I was getting scared. And I was dreaming this. So I stopped and I said, hey, wait a minute. I'm just dreaming. So I stopped. And I turned around to meet this huge dark object. And here it was, one of those big sheepdogs. Dark sheepdog, the kind that has hair over its eyes. You can't even see its mouth and nose. It's just all hairy. And its tail was just wagging and its tongue stuck out. And it was just happy to see me. So what was actually a nightmare turned into something beautiful because you're consciously aware that you're dreaming and you can turn it around. Because that's a lifetime of dreaming done to me, a lifetime of dreaming. So even today, even at my age now, I look forward to sleep so I can see and feel my dream and go through it and live it. It's just part of life, you know, just part of living. The part of your life that's important.